It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Absolutely. We were going to eat, and now we're not.
And now we won't.
Consequence Podcast Network.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button if you're not already. I do three new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Mayer. Today, I get to catch up with Ali and AJ. It's only since been just 2 years ago when they put out A Touch of the Beats. So now they've got a new record, With Love From. We're going to be talking about how much of this record was born from their extensive touring in the past couple of years, how their pop background is always lurking in their songwriting, as well as using folks like Linda Ronstadt and Bonnie Raitt as touchstones for this new set. They're also going to tell us about having filmmaker Terrence Malick give his seal of approval on one of the new tracks, having Joya Ladikin as a guest, and their thoughts on one of the most, I'll say, scandalous lyrics on the LP, at least one of the most curious anyway. So let's talk about With Love From. It's Kyle Meredith with Ali and AJ.
Hi.
What's up?
The last time we saw you, we were at the little, like the acoustic thing that we did, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, here in town.
Yeah, that's right.
It's great to see you both again. I don't feel like it's been all that long since you guys were just in Louisville for a show. But it's time for a new record already.
I know, we're fast. We didn't expect that we would be putting out a new album this soon, but it just happened, and so we're rolling with it.
At this point, it feels like one continuous cycle. Like, we never even took a cycle break. Our team is like, okay, the train is still moving, and there's new material. So yeah, it was not very long ago we last spoke with you.
Yeah, because that's sort of half the, I mean, because there was so much time of not albums, and then you guys you're making up for lost time, I guess this is what this sure. really amounts to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely. You can call it that. And I think
just on a roll,
inspired by, I think, being on the road, touring. I think just seeing the outpouring of love over A Touch the Beat, I think that inspired us to continue to just dive deeper into that sound. So that's where With Love From came from, for sure.
You can tell, by the way, it feels like right away that this is a record that, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, to me it seems like you were finally afforded something that you've never had the luxury of before, which was spending all of this time on tour. Like, this record sounds more realized, I guess. And I say that even as much of a fan as I was of A Touch of the Beat, like, this one sounds like, this might be the obvious question, but is that where this really comes from? Just from all of that time spent on the road?
I do think so. I think that us playing live only betters our musicianship, our songwriting skills, our vocals, our taste in terms of, you know, production. I think that we approached this record more like a band, because we've always felt like, okay, we know we're a duo, but like, we're not a band, you know, it's just the two of us. And for some reason, we've always kind of yearned for a a larger grouping of people that are contributing to ideas. Mm-hmm. And so we really leaned into the musicians that we had come back to record these songs live. And we also, you know, I think just playing with our own band that come out on the road with us, I think that helped us look at these songs in a new and different way, because we played some of these songs live out on the road before the record was like mixed and mastered. And then we ended up going back, funny enough, and changing some production actually on With Love From, the first single, all because of the way we were playing it live. It felt like we weren't doing it justice in the way that we had initially recorded it. So we literally did like a recall on that song and gave everybody a heart attack on our team. But it just shows that playing these songs live was so important for us. And even if, you know, we didn't do changes on every single song with production after the fact, I think it's really given us this immense understanding behind these songs and the best way to play them live. And I'm so grateful that they came about the way they did and that we were able to work with the collaborators that we worked with on A Touch the Beat again for this.
So your intuition was spot on.
Yeah, very spot on.
Well, you really can hear it. You really can hear it. And even when I listen to this album, especially, and I mean, you guys have come so far in your recording careers. I mean, it definitely seems like there's a hard line in the sand of the past and the present. Have you all had to unlearn how to make an album in this way?
It's interesting. Yeah, a little bit.
You know, for Allie and I, because we're fans of so many different types of music, we tend to write, you know, electronic 80s pop one day, and then we'll write, you know, something that
like
feels
90s
more
rock the next.
90s rock. And that, so for us, it's a matter of like, you know, stay clear about what the vision is for this record. I do agree that Allie and I have a pop sensibility in us because we've been writing for so long and started at such a young age, and most of that genre landed in the pop space. So I feel like it's still, as much as our music, we've drawn a line in the sand from what Allie and AJ used to be to what we are now. I still feel like we pull from our pop sensibilities to draw people in with important hooks and a moment where you know this is where people need to be grabbed, and what does that mean for the live performance? And how does the bridge feel here? And those kind of things, I do believe, come from a pop background. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important that Allie and I really honor the taste and the style and the authenticity of the record we're focused on currently making, which I think With Love From did, but also be okay with bringing in elements that put a spotlight on where Allie and I really are strong as songwriters, which is heavily in the pop space. Mm-hmm. I think now it's become this like, triumphant return for our music in a way that has told me our songwriting actually is way farther in the direction of, you know, Americana, folk, rock than it ever has been. But we had even that as kids. So we're kind of leaning into where we really found ourselves on the first album we ever made. Mm-hmm.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Allie and AJ. Right from the very first song, I'm open to something. I mean, those sounds that you're talking about, all of those sounds. Like, you know, last time, we were talking about Laurel Canyon in the 70s and everything. And I still feel like there is that 70s lushness to some of these songs, especially right there at the beginning, a little bit later on Blue Dress. But it doesn't feel like Laurel Canyon anymore, though. You know, it's like there's a little Linda Ronstadt or something like that happening. Like, what were the benchmarks, if any, this time around?
That's
a really good question. I think some of the songs, at least, that felt like, okay, these are really important chapters in our storytelling of this record, was songs like Blue Dress, which was very early on, and we kind of knew immediately we want this song to be on the record. We want it to be a song that we focus a single around. I think we also got that moment with 6 months of Staring Into the Sun, which is the last song on the record and kind of bookends everything, I think, really beautifully. And then I think, you know, having songs like After Hours and Tear the Night Up, which I think are somewhat similar in their energy, we wanted, you know, to be able to still bring that, like, kind of, you know, up tempo, like you want to like dance with your friend and have a drink and a good time. We wanted to bring that energy to the record and not make it feel sleepy. Even though we have these songs that are a little bit more introspective and quiet, like Blue Dress, like 6 months, like Way of Nature. And I think it was important for us to have an array of tempos that felt like they all made sense together, but you weren't getting the same song over and over and over again. I think the one song that to me stands out a bit, or at least feels like the most touch the beat, is a song called Talking in My Sleep, which I really like. And we actually wrote it with our collaborators that made our very first record. So they made Into the Rush with us. They're an Australian couple. We recently reconnected with them over the pandemic, and we wrote Talking in My Sleep with them over the course of, like, I want to say like a day and a half. And I think that song gives kind of a great flavor to the record, because it's still in our musical bed that we've kind of built, but it's like dabbling a little bit in that like pop sensibility of a touch the beat. It kind of feels like a 1975 type of track.
Right. And it's funny because I agree that the last record really touched on our time in the canyon, because we've now lived here as adults, and Allie's now married living here, and I live across the street, and there's a lot of canyon wonderful energy, but also not everyone can relate to what the canyon is. So I think Touch of the Beat is beautiful because we hopefully gave people a taste of what it would be like if they understood it or they could visit. Mm. But I also feel like with Love From almost opens up a little more space for people to understand, you know, okay, maybe I'm driving through Missouri, maybe I'm driving through Texas, maybe I'm driving through the dustpan. You know, it's a record that, to me, like you said, hopefully kind of captures what a Linda Ronstadt has done, or a Bonnie Raitt, or the Judds. You know, those are people that have been kind of touchstones of this album, to answer that part of your question.
I will say, it seems like it's probably impossible, for all the obvious reasons, to not completely get away from that California cool, because that's still in there. There's still a little bit, you know, snaking its way around there.
That'll never go.
That'll always be in there. But I think I think we did want to make it feel like a record that felt like it was traveled. Like, it felt that it had been places, and that it wasn't just the West Coast, that it was kind of this love letter to wherever you might be in the world.
Yeah. Which is what our tour also.
Yeah, very much it symbolizes.
Every night we're in a different city. So how do we make that feel like an album?
Right. I mean, I wrote it down. It feels like a soundtrack in a lot of ways. I mean, even going from I'm Open to Something to the title track with Love From. I mean, even the way lyrically it speaks to each other, you know, the mood, like I don't know why I'm thinking about it in such a cinematic, but maybe it's the travel log that you're talking about. Like, it's a road movie or whatever, but it's a movie somehow in my head.
Yeah, totally. For sure.
For us, if we could label any director on, you know, this record, it would be Terrence Malick has made the With Love From film.
Yes.
That we just soundtracked.
That would be a dream.
Yeah. You all brought him up too on Way of Nature, Way of Grace. When there's some, what is it, an inspirational connection or an actual connection?
It's kind of both. Oh. AJ, you can describe it.
Yeah, well, Allie and I, it's funny, it was in Allie's notes. She had this title down. I wish Terrence Malick knew who I was. Is that what it was?
Yeah, or knew I existed or something.
Or knew I existed. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I was like, I don't know, maybe we don't mention his name in the title, but I think this could be something that we draw from. You know, we were in Nashville at the time writing with a friend of ours, Thad Cockrell, who's really talented and someone I met.
With Leagues, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. With Leagues. And him and I had been talking about our mutual love for Terrence, as well as Allie's. And being in Nashville and writing with them, we were like, maybe we just write something that feels very inspired by some of the words that Terrence has put into his films. So whether that was, you know, a line from a script or something that he had maybe said in an interview, even though he never gives interviews, so we couldn't find that. We were like, well, let's pull from his screenwriting. And, you know, we took some parts and then created what we believe was kind of an ode to our love for him, but also as much of a song as we could give, as opposed to like, this is going to just sound like a screenplay. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, because I happen to know someone that is a producing partner of his, I was able to actually get the song to Terrence, and he was able to kind of sign off on the fact that Allie and I were using some words from his actual screenplays, and he was very supportive of it and really loved the song. So to me, getting that stamp of approval and being able to
cool.
Honor him and also write a song that really truly felt like how Allie and I picture the way we feel when we listen to his, when we watch his films, was really inspiring.
And he knows he exists.
And he does know we exist. So, I mean, check, double check.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Ali and AJ. And having Joy on there, Joy Ledekin on there. I mean, who, by the way, is suddenly, I feel like, everywhere and just completely crushing it. You all sound great together. How did you all meet? Where does that relationship come from?
Well, we realized that we were playing Lollapalooza on the same day, and I forget who DM'd first, but it was something like we were playing at the same time, so we weren't able to see each other's shows. And we were like, we really wanted to see your set. And she was like, I want to see your set. And we just kind of had this like little DM friendship. And then when we were in Nashville to write with Thad and a couple other people, we messaged her and we're like, we know you're from here and you live here. Do you want to like grab a bite to eat? So we went out and got ramen. And I think it was the last night that we were in Nashville. And we just, you know, talked about music and what was on the horizon. And we were like, you know, maybe there's a song that we could collaborate on together in the future. And she was like, yeah, totally. So this song came up. Thad's a big fan of Joy. And we mentioned, this would be a really great song for Joy to sing on. And he was like, honestly, that would be such a dream. So we sent her, funny enough, the first song that we sent her was Open to Something. We thought we were originally gonna have her sing on that song. And then as time went on, we were like, actually, I think Way of Nature would be really cool for her to be on that song.
And just knowing to her love for gospel and growing up in the church, like Allie and I, like knowing what she's into and understanding her vocal quality, I was like, I think Way of Nature, Way of Grace makes a lot of sense.
So we pivoted and sent her that. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, I'll lay down some guitar or vocals, whatever you want. And she sent back, you know, some harmonies and her verse and singing in the choruses, and it was beautiful. And we just dropped it into the song and we were like, this was so easy. But we've never had a feature before, which, you know, I don't know if there was a specific reason that we never did when we were younger. I think it was more that we just thought that we were enough, that we didn't need, you know, another vocalist on there. And we kind of blend so specifically, that, you know, we weren't searching for that, but for this song, I think it's really beautiful. And I think also being able to lift up a Black artist who's having like a real moment is like such an honor for us, because we listen to her music. We think she's so awesome and
such an incredible person.
And she's just such a like bright, like ball of sunshine. So I think it's really cool when people happen to be fans of each other's music and then they find each other in the ether and you're like, wait, these are like the good parts of the internet that aren't evil.
Totally.
I'd love hearing, especially the collaboration, but really where those lyrics come from too. I written down a lyric on here and it goes back to Blue Dress, because that line, I don't care who you've been with, is just one of those lines. It's sort of like, what now? I mean, it's just a punch straight in the gut.
Sorry, what?
We were joking.
So
we were joking that there's like a version of that song that's like, I care who you've been with
and I need to know who they are
right now. That's very funny.
I mean, I don't, personally, I don't think I could ever actually say that to someone. So to me, this song is a confidence that I wish I had. Mm-hmm. If I had the security to say, I don't care who you've been with, I don't care about your past, I would love that. And a lot of the time, our music draws out something in us that we can't accomplish ourselves. Yeah. And I love that about that song. So personally, no, I wouldn't be able to stand by that. But that's what I love about the lyric, because it embodies, I'm putting on a dress when I'm singing it. You know, it's like not something I would ever really be able to commit to.
Well, and the blue dress in itself is a bit of a symbol, because we all kind of have our version of a blue dress that we put on for our friends, our lover, you know, our society that we live in. And that's kind of, I think that can be a beautiful thing, but it can also be something too that is such a shame, because it feels like we need to prove ourselves, or we need to prove our worth for someone's love. And sometimes we're just enough exactly how we are, and that we shouldn't have to care about someone's baggage, about someone's past that they're bringing into this new relationship or this new friendship. And so I think Blue Dress touches on a subject that a lot of people don't really want to talk about, because we kind of put on this mask in society that we feel like we need to wear, because it's the only way that we've been kind of told we're supposed to live. But it doesn't mean that that's the best and most healthy way to enjoy life. And so Blue Dress, I think, is a symbol of that. And I think it's one of the strongest songs on the record. And I think it, I think it'll have the ability to mean a lot to us many years down the line, which I can't say about every song we write, but I have a feeling with that song it will.
Yeah, and I do feel like Ali and I, at least the way we look at these songs, because they're all so important to us, but I feel like Blue Dress is now the pretty places of what pretty places to touch the beat is Blue Dress to With Love From, really.
And it like builds a character. You know, I talk about, you know, the soundtrack and the movie in my head as I'm listening to this, and I mean, it builds an actual character, like in almost like a traditional, like Loretta Lynn could have written about this person. And this person isn't far off from being in a Johnny Cash song in a very dark moment. You know, it's.
Yeah. And I think songs like Blue Dress and Open to Something, those were actually written, I want to say this maybe like 2 days apart.
Very much back to back. Yeah.
And when we wrote those songs, we were kind of talking about like those classic country songs, like you were saying, you know, with Loretta Lynn, that you're just like, damn, this is such a good song. Like these lyrics are so solid. It gives you such a picture of where this person is in their mind and the place that they're in emotionally. How can we do that with an Ali and AJ song? Even though I do feel like we are, you know, specific in our lyrics, I feel like we don't always paint a very visceral picture in that kind of way that we did with Blue Dress or with Open to Something. And so that was really our goal between those two songs. And we wrote it with Ryan Spraker, who we wrote Slow Dancing with, and a bunch of other songs too, but he's a big country fan. He was like, oh, we're going down a YouTube rabbit hole right now. We're looking up all these great country tunes.
We almost had him playing the banjo on it. And
we're ready to just go all in.
But Pedal Steel Live, which is really fun.
But we're really enjoying, I think, just kind of dipping our toe into this new pond in terms of a little bit of country, a little bit of folk, you know, leaning into the Americana choices that we made with this record. It feels really good.
It really does feel like a sweet spot for you all. I mean, not to comment on the blue dress, but the clothes fit you well in this type of music.
Thank you.
Know, I really am. I love what you all do. You know, I'm a fan. This record With Love From is so good. I mean, I love the last one. I think you've outdone it with this one. It's so good. And it's so great to talk to you both too. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it again.
That really means a lot. You have great music taste, so we really appreciate it.
Amazing taste.
So we'll see y'all around. Take care.
Bye. See ya.
My thanks to Ali and AJ. The new album is called With Love From. And you can dive deeper into the podcast and find our 2021 interview as well if you're looking for more of our conversation. Thanks to you, though, for checking out this episode, at least. I do hope, again, you hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. You'll get new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 a week, to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. And discover the new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. An hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all three of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. Your words mean a lot. Thanks so much for this interview.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.